in this new groundswell of everything we're experiencing, mm-hmm. there is a new lens on Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. Fair point. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely, because this goes beyond just Monica. This goes to the $850,000 that Clinton paid to Paula Jones for sexual harassment. She only asked for $700,000, but she got $850,000 from Bill Clinton. That was payola. He didn't admit guilt, but why would you pay $850,000 unless you were doing something wrong? And this was not just her. It was case after case after case. And Hillary Clinton, she victim shamed. You want to talk about listening to women? She called Monica Lewinsky, who was an intern at the time.
I have a problem blaming the women for the men's behavior.
Wait a second.
No,
it
is not fair to do that.
I believe you should.
It is not fair to do that.
You should listen to the women.
Yes, this is what you should. But bringing up Hillary Clinton in a conversation about Bill Clinton's behavior is not appropriate.
It is appropriate.
I think we should focus on the men's choices and the men's behavior. And all men need to reflect upon their behavior, not just famous ones and not just politicians.
No, but,
this is a cultural problem.
It is
not
a
something
problem.
That we should just put all on Hillary Clinton's shoulders.
I'm not putting it all on
her
shoulders.
She lost to Trump, the guy on stage.
Hillary Clinton went after Lewinsky, called her bimbo
eruption. Wait a second.
She did not support the victim.
The Monica Lewinsky sex scandal was an affair with somebody that was of age, Monica Lewinsky. Lewinsky has never been an accuser. She has never since the time, not back then, not since then, ever said that he did this to me. It was unwanted. I didn't want to get touched. I mean, she's not an accuser. So now we're going to step in and on her behalf, accuse him of some misconduct.
Look, it was a marital affair
that is not illegal. It might be immoral. It might be unethical. But it's not illegal to have an affair. Yes, it's wrong for the president to do that. But remember, the illegality with Clinton was because of the perjury over which he was impeached, not because he had an affair.
And Ken Starr was appointed a year and a half before he even met Monica.
Monica was an intern.
Jamie Gingell, who's so patiently sat here quietly.